don't do everything with your white friends. Don't get drunk with your white friends. You see, black folks, when we get drunk, you know, we have a plan. We usually think about what we're going to do and where we're going to do it. When white folks get ready to head out the door to go get drunk, to go drink, the only thing on their mind is the last thing they said before they left the door. And that was, tonight, we're getting fucked up.
We might not all really look the same, but baby, that's okay. It's White Boy Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
White people, y'all were doing extra this past weekend. Oh, it was Halloween weekend too? So you know that we're going to do a post-Halloween wrap-up. You know, talk about some costumes that we saw, some appropriate and far too inappropriate costumes. Boy, I got some stories to tell y'all from this weekend, boy. There were some very, very inappropriate costumes this past weekend. I'm not even talking about ladies with the ass out. I mean, that's just par for the course, but fellas, y'all, white boys, y'all were killing it. Y'all were killing my black folks too. Y'all were doing some extra special stuff this weekend as well. But yes, we're definitely gonna get into that. We're also gonna talk about the. Well, I am anyway. You can chime in if you want to talk about the Phillies and Yankees series right now. World Series right now. I'm kind of half watching it outside of the booth, outside of the studio, and talking to y'all at the same time. But trust me, I'm going to pay as much attention to y'all as I possibly can. Funny thing is, I'm not even really like a, I don't want to say I'm not a baseball fan, but I definitely haven't gotten caught up in the whole Yankees, Phillies craziness that's been going on over these past few games. But yes, like I said, we will definitely talk about that later on. And I promised, some of my Twitter followers out there that have been keeping up with the White Boy Wednesday hashtag that I was gonna do a little segment on boobies, sweater puppies, knockers, titties. Yes, this is a true thing. There are some very interesting stories that I've run across this past week that I have got to share with y'all. Some of them you may have heard about, some of them you haven't. I'm sure you haven't. But yes. Those, all that and more are things to expect in this White Boy Wednesday show tonight, right? Show. First, before we talk about the white boy of the week, the white boys in the news, all that other stuff, I wanted to clear up some history, some past events. I'm sure everybody got right, got twisted, got loose, juicy, whatever you want to call it, this past weekend for Halloween. Trust me, I did. But I wanted to talk about. If y'all were listening to the last show, y'all listened last week, we sat here, we talked about, we gave our predictions on what we were going to see, what kind of costumes, what kind of disguises we were going to run into over the weekend. And I tell you, y'all did a number on me. Y'all completely flipped it. And I saw some stuff that I have never seen before in my life, in all my years of participating in Halloween, you know, getting dressed up, going out, all that stuff. I I've saw some costumes this past weekend that just make me just wonder how did your moms let you walk out the house like that? How? Okay, first of all, there was this one girl. We went to this thing called the Dark Arts Ball over the weekend. And it was a warehouse party, but more or less a warehouse party. It had some art, had a burlesque dancer or two, and I'd say about 45 minutes or so after we came in, this figure, I don't even know how to describe it at first because I kind of caught it at the corner of my eye. This figure came up to the entrance, paid her money or showed her ticket or whatever, and walked in. I swear to y'all, she was a bouquet. She was a walking, talking bouquet of flowers. Flowers, people. She basically wrapped herself in like a pink cellophane type contraption. Wrapped a bow, a huge old bow, looked like a weight belt around her waist, right? And took like a styrofoam ring, put it around her neck, like around her neck area, and I don't know how she had to have gotten a friend to help her, but got stuck like huge stalks of real ass. I'm not talking fake plastic flowers that you see at your auntie's house. I'm talking about real ass, like florist teleflora flowers all around her face. All around her face, head, and neck area. It was by far one of the more creative, probably more expensive costumes that I've seen in a long time. A very long time. And of course you had the chuckleheads, we saw like 8 or 9 Billy Mazes. Honestly, really didn't see that many Michael Jacksons this past weekend. Well, I was a little disappointed. I really thought people were really gonna represent MJ, you know, to the fullest. But there was no love. There was no love for the glove. No love for the glove. But that's all right. Maybe we'll get him next year. Let's see. Oh, there was definitely a lot of lace, fishnets, spandex, everything to be had. I think I saw sexy pirates, sexy witches, sexy bumblebees. One girl, I swear to God, just didn't even try. She bust out with just like lingerie out her personal drawer. She didn't go to Hocus Pocus or any other costume shop to find something that resembled lingerie. This girl, homegirl, just she broke something out the Platinum Victoria's Secret collection. This was stuff out straight out her closet. Had no clothes on, people, and high heels. I swear to God, I hope she's okay. Boo boo in the heels. This is a message that goes out to you. I hope you're okay. I hope no one snatched you up this weekend because you, my friend, were definitely looking like a straight statistic. And I say that with the utmost respect, because you was looking a little too, you were doing a little bit much, you were doing a little extra. Yes. Also, I'm trying to think, what else did I see? You got the sexy bumblebee. I saw a sexy Snoopy. I saw a sexy. I think the weirdest sexy combination that I saw was, I don't know if it was like a school teacher or a nun kind of thing going, but she had like the bonnet that nuns wear, and she had the cross, but then she had like black rimmed glasses, almost like a librarian kind of thing, and then she had like a mini skirt on, and I was like, I think. You know what it is? I think she just took like pieces of costume from all her friends and just pasted that together. Cause there was no way in hell that was a legitimate costume in a bag. I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But all in all, Halloween in Charleston was a great success. I had a great time. If you guys want to, everybody out there who's listening, shout out to people listening. Shout out to people, to everybody who's been listening for the past 4 weeks now? Woo! 4 weeks. Shouts out to all y'all. I love you to death. I appreciate the support. But if you have any crazy Halloween comments, costumes, mishaps, blackmail stories, I love the blackmail stories. Love those. Feel free to get in touch with me. I got the Twitter feed up now. I didn't know they started doing live Twitter. Has that been a thing for a while? They got the live Twitter feed going. Anyway, I'm on Twitter. You can hit me up at GQBound, BOUND. Or I also got my Facebook page up. You can hit me up on the Facebook chat, Brian Wilder, WILDER. Add me as a friend if you don't already. We can get to talking. DM me on Twitter. If you don't follow me already, follow me. We can get to talking. I want to have a dialogue with my people out there. You know, it's all about me and you. Like I said last week, it's me and you in the booth. No one else. It's our intimate little family. Our quality time. Our QT. You know, I'm gonna give you the TLC. All you have to do is give me your attention, and we'll be straight. We'll be good. We'll be kosher. All right. It's not too much to ask. Now, before we get into the next playlist, I want you guys to be aware that when we come back, we're gonna talk about the Yankees Phillies series, the World Series. And I know some people got some stuff to say about that. We're also gonna bring up the White Boy of the Week, and we're also gonna get into a few White Boy in the news stories. So stay tuned for all of that. I'm really excited. I really can't wait to talk about it. Thank you.
gonna turn it out, rub it down, smack it, flip it, roll it around, gonna turn it out, ow, we're gonna turn it out, boy, oh boy, y'all don't know. CCY, y'all know nothing about that there, boy. That's for your time. All y'all young bloods with your hippin' and your hopping and your jibber jabber, don't know what you're saying half the time, with your pants all the way down your leg, boy. You don't know nothing about that, boy. That's that funk, that funkadelic parliament. Woo! I don't care how old you are, you have got to, if you don't already, you need to establish, foster, and proliferate some sort of appreciation for the funk. I don't care if it's Bootsy. I don't care if it's George Clinton post-funkadelic. I don't care if Mothership Connection. I don't even care if it's the Doobie Brothers. For Christ's sake, you got to incorporate some kind of funk into your library. Trust me, it will be the best decision you have ever made in your life. Parliament. Rounding out that last playlist for you. You know I had to take it back every show. And you know I got to take it back. It can't be 2,000 hits all the time. You got to take it back sometimes. How you going to know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? Church. Anyway, I just got word, some disturbing news from a few of my listeners here on campus that apparently there is a gunman of some sort, or an alleged man with a gun. Yeah, if you read it like a public safety press release, an alleged man with a gun. I bet you somewhere in the description it's probably about black male, say about anywhere from 5'3" to 6'10". Dark pants, dark hoodie. Why is it that we always got to have a hoodie? Even a hoodie in a dark blue or black hoodie in like July. You know, we're not that crazy. At least give us a T-shirt. Can a brother get a tank top? Damn. But not to make light of the situation. There. I have gotten word that there might be a suspicious armed character, walking around the streets of Warren. And that's where I live, Warren Street. So all y'all listening in Warren Street, be careful. All right. Please don't become a statistic. Lock your doors. You know white people have a problem a lot. Every white friend that I've ever made in the past, I can tell you right now, if I wanted to, I could stroll up to their house right now, come in their front door, make a sandwich out the fridge, sit down, watch some TV, no question. I don't know what it is, but all my white friends, they never lock their doors. Never. Never. Well, take my advice from Boy Be Wild. Please lock your doors. Please make sure that everything is secure. If you don't need to be walking around the streets, damn, how am I supposed to get home? I'm gonna need somebody, okay, because you know I got things to do tomorrow, so I'm gonna need someone to come through and scoop me up about 11:55. I got a test tomorrow. I've been stressing out about stuff, and I don't want to be put in harm's way, you know, because I got a lot accomplished in this world. You know, and I just want to make sure that y'all are safe and well taken care of, so be on the lookout. If anybody hears any information, let your boy know so I can spread it to the world, or at least the five or six people listening right now. It might be more than that. Who knows? It might be a few more than that. But wanted to give a quick shout out to all the new listeners, as a matter of fact. I'll tell you what, we have some West Coast. We got some people on the West Coast listening to you, boy. We got some people up north listening to you, boy. All I need is to take this joint worldwide, and I will be set. Let them sponsorships and them endorsements roll in. I'm trying to get that Tiger Woods money today, buddy.
Get your ass up and hurrah. Ice Cube, baby. Put your ass into it. Take it. Hanging down these back streets. Loving black streets. Feeling like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet.
I wish I could show it to you. They got me wilding in the booth. I wish I could show it to you, but obviously the powers of radio have not extended to that realm just yet. I got people sent me a story. I got two stories. Let's just gonna sift through this real quick and pick out a few gems, if you will. Actually, a friend of mine that I went to high school with, she sent a little story about her brother, about her younger brother. I think he's just out of high school, 18, 19, went dressed as a member of the Mexican Mafia. Like, he was donned in, donned in arms, sleeve tattoos, and had the headbands, and I'm surprised he didn't have the low rider. But he said, the funny thing is, you couldn't even tell, he's half Latino, he's part Latino, all right? But you could never tell, apparently until that night. I really wish I could have seen a picture of that. I really, really, really wish I could have seen a picture of that. Another thing that I found really interesting this past weekend is there was a multitude of grown-ass, greasy-ass men walking around with no clothes on. No clothes on. I saw Tarzan. I saw some gladiators. And you know the black just because a dude spends 2 months in the gym lifting weights, he automatically assumes that he could be a Chippendales dancer or something like that. You got to wait with your nipples all popping out. No, that is not a good look for your boy. Sometimes you just can't. How can I put this? Put a shirt on. It's bad enough you don't wear shirts in your Facebook pictures and stuff like that, or in your MySpace, or on your Twitter page, or your personal websites, or whatever you do. Just please keep a shirt on. There's no reason to walk around these streets half naked. There's no reason. Anybody who knows me, who really, really knows me, knows that whatever you could do, I'll let you know. You are grown. You could do whatever the hell you want to, but if anything, do not become a statistic. I swear to God, because the moment you become a statistic, all of your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, your opportunities, everything that you ever wish for your life, go down the drain. You just become another number. You become another face on the 11 o'clock news. And that's real talk right there. That is if there is any advice that I could give y'all out on the airwaves right now, please, white people, black people, everybody in between, do not become a statistic. Why would you want to do that to yourself? What would your mama think? Come on, you got to think about what would your grandmama say? What would she say? You know? Oh. Okay, now I just got sent the picture. I just got sent the picture of the dude in the Mexican Mafia. That is some. I really, really wish. That's pretty. It's actually pretty good. He's got the flannel with the top button. He got the top button up with the white tee underneath. Oh, please tell me he's wearing some khaki pants and some Bobos. Please tell me he's wearing some khaki pants and some Bobos, and it's a done deal. But yeah, that's pretty. Wow. Wow, that is pretty good. Thank you. Thank you for sending that picture, Miss Sarah Villarreal. Thank you. Appreciate it. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. People, don't be a statistic. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to your friends. Don't do it to your family. Especially don't do it to me, because I feel like, you know, I try to look out for people as best as I can, but there's only so much that one person, that your boy can do, and so it's up to you to make sure that you continue doing what you're doing to make sure people don't call you out. So it's a term that I like to use, getting the okey-doke pulled on you. No one should ever pull the only person that should be pulling the okey-doke on you is you. Don't ever let anybody else don't give anybody else the opportunity to do that ever. All right? Now, we're going to get into our next topic. I don't know anybody who's I don't know who's been following the whole World Series against the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees. I'm gonna let you know, I got beef with both sides. First off, Phillies fans, for the most part, are like the soccer hooligans of baseball. They are by far the most intense, erratic, just angry group of people. I've been keeping up more with the stories outside of the field than I have on the actual on the baseball diamond. And I've heard some pretty messed up stuff. I've heard fans, Phillies fans, throwing handfuls of change at the outfielders. And all this time, I thought we were in a recession. Goddamn! I got bills I need to pay. I wish some random people on the street would start throwing change at me. Dollar bills, personal checks, something. I'm trying to get that cell phone cut back on. You know what I mean? Get pay my bills today. But no, just throw change, trash, like chanting some of the most obscene shit that I've heard in a long time. And it's just so crazy to me that people get so worked up over a game. I mean, that's essentially what it is. I know I'm gonna piss off some sports fans. I'm a sports fan myself. I'm more of a pro and college football fan. But trust me, there's no bias. There's no bias in my commentary. I promise you that. This is just observation. These are the things that I have seen. These are things that I have read, and I'm giving you my take on them. So calm down. We'll still meet up on Sundays, have a beer at the bar, and it'll all be good. I'm just saying, people are intense. Phillies fans are intense. And I guess to flip it, there's probably, I don't know if I'm the first to say it, but there's probably nothing more obnoxious, more just absolutely obnoxious than a New York Yankees fan. There, I said it. I said it a white boy Wednesday, I said it. I said it on the College of Charleston campus in Charleston, South Carolina, I said it. New York Yankees fans are some of the most obnoxious people I've met. I'll just give you a comparison. New York Yankees fans are kind of up there with Duke University fans. Just oozing with this sick sense of entitlement that is, you know, New York, you know, we're New York, son, we the best, son. I get it. I get what you're saying. You're the best, blah, 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 blah. I get what you're saying. Wrap it up. But, I mean, where's the humor? Where's the humility when you need it? I mean, I feel like that needs to be injected just a tad in New York Yankees baseball. But again, that's just me. If there's anybody out there that would like to interject, that would like to voice their opinion on the matter, hit me up. And I love healthy discussions, healthy ass discussions. We don't argue on this show because in the end I got the power. You can talk all you want to, but I ain't got to listen to you. Oh, actually, I just got a message here on Facebook chat from a friend of mine, and he okay, he was like, well, you can't defy greatness when it's staring you right in the face. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yankees fan, I mean, Yankees club, the team is a very solid team, so to speak. I mean, they got the money to pay the players, but you paying for that motivation. Consider that motivation bought. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Just wrap it up, put it in the bag. I'll take it. Thank you. Sitting in the morning sun, everybody for tuning back in with your boy, GQ Bell, a.k.a. B-Wow, a.k.a. the greatest DJ of all time. I'm going to get that echo effect in here real quick. Once they start paying you, boy, I'm going to get that echo effect. That's what I think is going to get real. I promise you. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, I promised you guys that I was going to give y'all the white boy of the week. Give y'all the white boy of the week, and then we're gonna touch on the subject of breasts, seeing that, especially because what was I gonna say? Oh, because sorry, I got caught up by the titties. I'm a sucker for titties. Because National Breast Cancer Month has just rounded itself out, and you know, it's a lot of support, especially if you're in Charleston, downtown Charleston. There was a lot of storefront windows that were painted, a lot of breast cancer regalia, if you will, floating around the streets, and people wearing pink shirts, pink hats. Even the NFL got into it. I don't know if y'all remember. I don't even remember which game it was. I first saw it. It was Pittsburgh and somebody. I forgot who they were playing, but they had the pink accents. They had the pink accents in both of their uniforms. I thought it was really, 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 really weird. I don't know. I understand where they were coming from with the whole sentiment, but I feel like that was just. I don't know. I felt like that was just a bit much for me. But anyway, we're gonna talk about boobies anyway in a minute. But first, we have to get to the white boy of the week. And ladies and gentlemen, the white boy of this week goes to, drumroll please, Bob McConnell. I don't know if you guys know him. But if anybody was paying attention, I know my white folks were paying attention to the elections yesterday. There were a few surprising votes that went down. One apparently New Jersey. Some of my folks in New Jersey, I don't know if they were flipping out or what. I'd have to look at the story, but. There was definitely a Republican upset up there, if I'm not mistaken. Also, Charlotte, boys in a CLT, they apparently banded together and elected their first Democratic governor. I'm not sure, but I think it might be mayor. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Governor or mayor in over 20 years, and that's crazy. But my boy Bobby from Virginia, governor. This guy. Okay. First off, I don't know. This guy is a G in my book. Now keep in mind that Virginia is a commonwealth. Virginia is still a commonwealth. So there are certain liberties, if you will, that a governor in that position can take over a governor or a government official in an actual state. And my boy Bobby, he's infamous, but he's known for a few things. One of the most poignant things that I remember that I can think of is his stance on abortion. His stance on abortion, and he's definitely very, very pro-life, very, very pro-life. And yeah, for some reason, Virginia has had a big problem discussing when it comes to that topic, just hashing it out and figuring out what the hell they're actually going to do when it comes to a universal stance on abortion in the Commonwealth in that area. Now that he's elected, I'ma pray. I'ma say a few Hail Marys for y'all, VA. Shimla Haya, Shimla Honda. I don't know how y'all gonna do it, but y'all just keep strong. be an interesting. It's gonna be an interesting couple of years. I will say that much. But again, my boy Bobby, governor, the newly elected governor of Virginia, wins our white boy of the week prize, trophy, satisfaction of being a winner. Because like I said, this is a pro bono show. You know, I don't know. I don't have money for all that. I have all the money for trinkets and trophies and whatnot. Most of y'all, all of y'all, none of y'all have been waiting for. We are going to talk briefly, about the power of boobies. I've heard tons. Being a guy, I've pretty much heard almost every slang term for boobs you can think of. Sweater puppies. That's a good one. I like that one. Encino Man throwback, Gazangas. If anybody's seen Encino Man, great movie. What else? I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and I asked him if he had any slang terms for it. He was like, "I've got one, and it's never failed." He's like, "It's never failed. Every time I'm at a party, and people ask me that question." Which, side note, I don't know. I don't know when, you know, people inquiring about your slang terms for breasts comes up into common conversation, but whatever. He's like, every time I'm at a party, they always ask me this question, and I always come back with milk midgets. And I was like, what? Milk midgets. I have never for the life of me heard. Wow. Milk. I mean, so anybody out there to let me know what's up. I've never heard milk midgets before. And of course, I get a flood of tweets and Facebook chat messages of other slang terms. Warheads. I've heard of that one. Sweater puppets, perky prairie dogs. I don't know. I don't know how you would even have the opportunity to use that in a sentence. The majestic mountains, fun bags. Yeah, I've heard that one. But anyway, I mean, before they get me off topic, get me off subject here. I just wanted to just open conversation really about the breastises. I mean, this more so spawned from a a YouTube video that I was sent via Facebook that this girl that I forgot her name, starts with an A, like Ariel or something, Ariola, which would be amazing if that was actually her name. she decided to take it upon herself and post a YouTube video over the weekend, prior to Halloween, of her trying on her Halloween costume. It was, just a simple low-cut dress, nothing to be too excited about, with some glitter, some sequins, and rhinestones and shit, some bedazzled type shit. But here was the kicker. This particular I just got a link sent to me about the 138 slang words for breasts. Babaloos, Abbott and Costello, Bonnie and Clyde, Chumbawumbas, cupcakes, dumplings. Oh my goodness. Headlights, Goodyears, God's milk bottles. Oh no! Oh, I'm gonna have to bookmark that one. That's funny. I like that one. Oh man, but yes, YouTube video, girl trying on, videotaping herself trying on her costume. And it pans up, you can hear her voice, she's talking, give you a commentary. He's panning up, and then, shadoom! I swear to you, and then it cuts out to a slideshow, and she's like, her name is Ariola today. It's probably not her real name, but her name today is Ariola, to add to the effect. Bra size, 40 double L. Now keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen almost every type of porno imaginable. I've seen stuff that no man or woman should ever be caught watching by themselves. And so I'd like to think that I have some sort of experience when it comes to, I don't want to say the grotesque, but okay, the grotesque. If you saw this girl's titties, you would be upset. They were gargantuan, by far the biggest pair of Chumbawumbas, Bonnie and Clydes, dumplings, whatever, God's milk bottles. These were like God's gallon jugs. These things were absolutely incredible, to say the least. And she just, she kept talking, giving a commentary, knowing full well that anybody watching this movie was damn sure not paying attention to A, her face, or B, any motherfucking thing she had to say. The video is only like a minute and a half long, and I was entranced. I was completely caught off guard and just mesmerized. It's not like they were pretty boobs. They weren't pretty perky titties, because nothing that size can ever be perky. That you have to put kickstands on those to keep those up. A scaffold or something. I don't know. But they just the sheer size of them and the audacity of her to try to squeeze them things into this little dress. It was like a little, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Is it a halter top? I don't know. It was a low cut, like, crazy cleavage ass dress. Like, side boob doesn't even begin to describe the amount of pure boobage that was being witnessed. And I don't know. I had an epiphany, like just a moment of a resounding moment of clarity, and I thought, I always wondered, like, what's it like to be a woman, and just to have to carry around such a burdensome load all the time. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I've had friends who have been big chested. You know, my mom comes from her whole side of the family is big chested, and so I've dealt with that stuff before. I always wondered, like, what, like, how do you do it? How do you survive? How do you press on? Oh Lord, I'm getting tweets about it already. One girl said, one of my big titty friends out there just said, you know, you take it one day at a time, and the biggest thing is to establish a healthy relationship with your chest early on. Okay, I understand. But it always comes to the question, like, when is big too big? You know what I mean? When is it just too damn big? You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't even begin to imagine what it would be like to have to lug that around all the time. I mean, we as men, we damn sure appreciate your effort. You know, I can definitely, you know, I give you a round of applause. My prayers and my thoughts go out to you for having to do that every day. But, you know, this, oh, got another one. One girl said, oh, wow. She's like, oh, well, you know, I contemplated getting a breast reduction for the longest. She said she's a 44 double D. I'm like, damn. God bless you, child. God bless you. And she thought about getting a breast reduction, and she couldn't do it because she felt that she said it was a part of me, and I was born with that, and it was something that I needed to embrace and do what I had to do in order to maintain that, make sure that maintain my health, well-being, and keep my, she says, voluptuous figure. And I'm like, oh, all right, I got you. Oh, well, that's cool. Like I said, it was brief. If there are any other comments or criticisms y'all got out there, then let me know. I'm always down to talk about titties. You know, I'm always down to talk about boobies. Anytime you want to discuss, yeah, let me know, and I got you. Well, I'm gonna wrap it up in just a few. Of course, I'm gonna bless you with a few more songs. Save the best ones for last. Kind of round it out. I got the catchphrase that I'm kind of trying to adopt here. You know, let be wild. Let your boy GQ Bound tuck you in. You know, let slip you off to dreamland the right way. You know, going on midnight again. I appreciate everybody. You know, staying with me, even though the Yankees just won the World Series. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, Lord. All right, you know, I'm getting off Twitter now. See, Twitter people acting up on Twitter. All the Yankees fans. All the Yankees fans got to act ignorant. Oh, my God. Just fine. Hey, do yourself a favor. Just follow one or two people if you're on Twitter. Just follow one or two, like, diehard Yankees fans. I swear to God, it's crazy. Anyway, congratulations to the Yankees. Yeah, World Series champion. You know, MLB champions for the year. Phillies fans, please keep an eye on your closest Philly fan, because they're going to be riots there were going to be riots if they won. There were going to be riots if they lost. Be careful. Hold your loved ones tight. Make sure that everybody's safe. I am going to try to get back to my room. Hopefully this gunman or whoever they're talking about is still not roaming the streets. Public safety's gotten that taken care of. Who knows? You see, it's CFC. Anybody who goes to CFC or has been to CFC, you already know how it can be. Anyway, thank you again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody in the South, in the North, in the West, in the Midwest. Anybody who may have been listening worldwide, all my Yankees fans, all my Phillies fans, all my sports fans, baseball, football, soccer, basketball, hockey, curling, golf, archery, volleyball, everything, your mama, my mama, your grandmama, your baby mama, thank you so much for listening. I try to keep y'all entertained. I try to keep y'all focused. It's you and me. We are one big happy family. I appreciate it. I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all let me go. I got work to do, and I'm sure y'all got to get to sleep. So I'm rounded out with my boy, B.B. King. Thrill Is Gone from the B.B. King anthology. I actually have this album. Pick it up if you have a chance. Even if you're not a big blues fan, you can get down as a B.B. King. I guarantee you that. All right? All right. Well, this has been GQ Bound. I love you all.